Welcome. I'm Jamie Lin, and this is session one of my three-part Introduction to Real Feng Shui. Each lesson builds upon each other, so I invite you to listen to them sequentially. I've included a lot of tips, so to get them all, re-listen to my telecourse as often as you'd like. In this session, I'm going to share Feng Shui myths and secrets, why popular Feng Shui often doesn't work, how tips out of context may hurt you, my favorite feng shui cure, and bottom line clutter solutions. Session 2 will be coming in your email very soon, and I'll reveal the feng shui that the masters incorporate in their readings. You'll discover the Bagua map that determines heaven, earth, and man energies to improve the feng shui in each room of your home. In Session 3, I'm going to delve really deep into feng shui mastery and reveal how timing is the most influential aspect of feng shui, the same way that timing is everything in life. You'll discover how, in less than 20 minutes of good feng shui each month, you can reap profound life transformations. I'm even going to share my step-by-step consultation secrets for you to do your own feng shui analysis. But let's get started uncovering the myths and revealing the secrets of real feng shui. The most important realization is that popular feng shui doesn't always work. Feng shui is not a superstition, magic, the power of intention, nor does it have anything to do with spirituality. But first, a word about spirit before we get into real feng shui. On a personal note, I love myth and magic. I also believe most sincerely that to develop your sense of spirituality is the most important ingredient of personal development. Briefly, when we live connected to an energy greater than ourselves, we become better and better human beings because it grows into higher states of consciousness and love. And if you want to develop your spirit through the use of color, I welcome you to check out my Color Alchemy program. I also believe in the power of intention. The more you trust in yourself, the more you initiate effort toward your goals, the more you will create your desires, seemingly like magic. These are wonderful and powerful life tools, but they're not feng shui. So what is feng shui and why does it work? The reason why real feng shui works is because it is completely based upon the natural laws. And while you do not have to understand the cosmology and mathematical formulas of feng shui to have it be effective, all real feng shui applications can be traced back to physical and mathematical science. As each and every one of us are integral in the harmonic rhythm of the universe, when you harness heaven and earth energy in your environment, you are in nature's flow. The path of life has less bumps, lumps, twists, and turns. The road is smoothly paved for you to walk in your fullest potential. Real feng shui works, and it is as tried and true as the reality of the sun rising tomorrow or any other consistency of nature. How do you make feng shui work for you? Well, feng shui isn't difficult, but you have to make the effort to discover what areas in your home need modification, and you need to do it. No one's going to do the work for you, and I'll provide the feng shui color advice for each room, how to position all your major furniture, and where to properly place life-enhancing accessories. So let's get started. Now, if your feng shui doesn't work, most likely you have taken a tip out of context, which is why popular feng shui sometimes doesn't work. I love working with paint, and it's one of my favorite feng shui and decorative modifications because it's so inexpensive and makes the biggest feng shui shift. And here is an example of why popular feng shui might not work using paint, and it might even backfire. If you know a teeny bit of feng shui, you might have heard or read the quick tip to paint your front door red. A red door adds fire energy. fire energy is one of the five elements, which is a basic feng shui concept that is applied to every aspect. The five elements are so important that I devote an entire lesson in my Home Study Mastery program to understanding them. When you apply the five element theory to your door, depending on what direction your door is facing, a red door could be enhancing or it could be very bad. If your door faces south, because south has inherent fire energy, painting your door red is a good tip. If your house faces southeast or northeast, a red door is also good because both directions are earth energy, and according to five element theory basics, fire creates earth. Conversely, if your home faces east or southeast, the fire would burn up the new opportunity energy of the wood direction. And if your house faced west or northwest, the fire would melt the inherent energies of the metal directions. If your home faces north, the inherent energy of that direction is water, and you'd create smoldering steam energy. All bad feng shui. In fact, that feng shui is so bad that it can even hurt you. And here's an excerpt from a recent article in the New York Times about red doors. It's quoted, "A veteran feng shui advisor notes troubling explosion of inexperienced feng shui practitioners and of people seeking quick fixes for finances and relationships. He has mopped up more than a few messes. One man who was advised to paint his front door red had unwillingly introduced the fire symbol in his home's career area. He lost his job. When he painted his front door blue, within a month, he got a new one." Anybody got a clue what the feng shui problem was? The quote tells you. The man's house was facing north, which has the inherent energy of water, with a career aspiration. Painting the door red burnt up career opportunities. When the door was painted blue, one of the colors that supports water and career energy, voila, he got a new job in 1 month. Easy and simple. Here's another quote from the New York Times that confirms how other feng shui tips out of context can hurt you. Karen had a feng shui horror house. She installed wind chimes and a mirror to dissipate the frontal energy assault and put a mirror in the back to create a sense of circulation and water flow. She still felt crushed by the house. The good news is, in my 20 years of feng shui experience, I have only experienced 3 or 4 feng shui horror houses. Most often, you can always improve the feng shui to benefit all life circumstances. Anyway, from the quote, "I can't tell you exactly why Karen still felt crushed by the house, but I can give you the best ways to use wind chimes and mirrors." Wind chimes are best used when there is bad heaven energy present, such as severed fate, sickness, or arguing and bickering. Again, based upon the ever-so-important five-element theory, the metal and its sound reduces the icky energies. And I'll tell you more about heaven energy in session 2, and a lot about them in my home study program. Mirrors have lots of applications, and their basic purpose is to draw energy toward you or to reflect energy away. Again, I don't know how Karen used mirrors to feel crushed, but it's so important to pay attention to the energies that a mirror is facing. For example, if a mirror were reflecting income loss and poor health energy, the whole room would fill with income loss and poor health. And what if income loss and poor health was in your office, bedroom, or family room? That's bad feng shui. If the mirror was drawing the energy of success and vitality, now that's great feng shui. Here's a kind of funny story about mirrors and toilets. Firstly, I hope I don't need to tell you that toilets are bad feng shui, even though they satisfy a very important function. If not, Let me tell you stories about when I was teaching in India or visiting China. Huh. Anyway, it's best to keep bathroom doors closed and toilet seats down so that good energies don't get flushed. Back to the funny story. One day, I was fixing bad feng shui suggestions given to a client by a so-called feng shui expert. There was a big mirror that reflected the toilet. Do I need to tell you about the negative influence of two toilets? Well, pay attention what mirrors are reflecting. I have so many fascinating feng shui stories that teach lessons. I wish I could share more of them with you. Anyway, by now, I hope you are careful not to apply random disconnected feng shui tips out of context ever again. Because I want you so much to appreciate the power of real feng shui in a positive way, I'm going to give you not one, but two of my favorite feng shui cures. First, there's no such thing as a feng shui cure. Using the word cure is a popular and dangerous misnomer. Feng shui is working with energy, and energy cannot be cured. Ask any scientist about energy. It can be harnessed, transformed, or redirected. When you practice feng shui, you harness, transform, or redirect the energies in your environment. So when you make feng shui adjustments, you modify certain energetic conditions to enhance your life. That is, if you don't take tips out of context. Favorite cure number two, or may I now call them feng shui truths. Feng shui is holistic. For you to understand exactly what that means, here is a holistic example that we have all experienced. What happens when you pull a muscle in your leg? You may limp or favor your sore leg in some way. And after doing this for a few days, something else gets out of whack. Perhaps your back or other leg or neck started to hurt. Can you relate? Bottom line, your body is a system that holistically works together. The energies in nature are a system that holistically work together too. So what did I say about tips out of context? All aspects of feng shui need to be considered as one solution. When one aspect may be helpful, it may be contrary and harmful to another. Here's another analogy that you can relate to if you've seen a TV commercial advertising prescription drugs. One pill may be helpful to one ailment, but harmful to another. Don't take this if you have that or the other thing. It's enough to scare the pants off of you. The good feng shui news is that there's always one solution that is the best enhancing compromise. That is your third feng shui truth. Feng shui compromise is always the best solution. And another truth. It is critical to think your feng shui, and that is what I teach you to do instead of taking potential tips out of context. The New York Times article talked about the career area, and in the next session, I'm going to share all life aspirations as well as the other attributes of the Bagua that even many people who say that they're feng shui experts don't even know. But in the meantime, I promised you bottom line clutter solutions, and I always keep my promises, so here goes. Have nothing in your home that you do not find beautiful, functional, or beneficially symbolic. Period. In my home study master's program, learn to finally get rid of clutter that is holding you back from reaching your full potential, along with all aspects of real feng shui. I hope you have enjoyed Session 1 and are ready to learn more good feng shui in Session 2 that's coming in your email very soon. You will discover the more important Bagua aspects that determines heaven, earth, and man energies, which is how to improve the feng shui in each room of your home. Know that with love, I welcome you to make feng shui a part of your life and to be graced with its transformational power.